Next up, I'd like to introduce Jeremy Scarborough from Scarborough Wines in the Hunter Valley to the Wine Show Australia. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Tell us, what's it like in the Hunter Valley today?
Well, just looking out the window, it's actually beautifully sunny. There's a little bit of cloud, but we've had some really good rains recently, so it's a very nice, ardent green at the moment. So, no, it's looking lovely.
Beautiful. So how are you keeping your days at the moment now that vintage is done? What's keeping you busy?
We're sending a fair bit of wine off to bottle. So the current vintage, so the 24 vintage wines that the young youthful styles that we do, we're sending them off to bottle. So we've got our rosé and Verdello going to bottle next week. So we're shipping that off tomorrow. Just preparing wines and then basically planning for pruning in the next month or so.
Right. Okay. Now, you're very well known for your Chardonnays. I know your wines very, very well. And I was very fortunate, thank you very much, to try the tasting pack, the 100ml bottles of your four different Chardonnays. Yes. Now, this is all in preparation for Chardonnay Day coming up next week, right? On the 23rd of May. Excellent.
Yes.
I think that's really fun. And all part of it, I actually might just encourage people to jump onto your website. So, scarboroughwines.com.au. When you actually just go to buy the wines, you can buy this four bottle 100ml bottle tasting pack, and it's all part of Join the Chardonnay Party. And actually, you get free freight and 15% off all Chardonnays if you go online store for 24 hours.
Yes,
if you use a special code. I'm going to read the code out. actually, I think you'll need the QR code. So, what can we tell people to do? Because I think a lot of people will jump on.
Yeah, so I don't know the code, but yeah, certainly hop online. But if it's not immediately obvious, we have a live chat on our website, so right. They can always ask the question there or give the cellar door a call otherwise. So.
Okay, good. That's good. Because your Chardonnays really are fantastic. And I'm definitely going to hand the reins over to you shortly to speak about them. But I loved them. And of course, the yellow label Chardonnay, it's got to be your flagship, right?
Yeah, it's what we've done since we first started. Mum and Dad started back in 1987, so absolutely.
Actually, just on that before we go into the Chardonnays. So your parents actually were both South Australians, is that right?
Yes, correct.
So tell us the story. How did they end up in the Hunter Valley?
Well, I guess Mum and Dad went to Roseworthy Ag College in South Australia, and they met by chance running. Mum had broken down driving into town in one of my grandfather's old cars, and Dad was going by in a car with a bunch of other Roseworthy mates. And basically, Dad stopped and hopped in the car to help the damsel in distress while the boys pushed out of the car for them. So, and that's how Mum and Dad met. They subsequently got married, and they were heading up to Brisbane to see my father's sister, Glenn, and decided to drive through the Hunter Valley as part of the trip, and I guess pretty much instantly fell in love with the Hunter. The roads that were, it was all dirt roads obviously back then, but all the roads that were lined with the iron barks and the spotted gums that we have here. So, and at that time of year, the Hunter Valley is very green, and South Australia, being a Mediterranean climate, was sort of quite brown and had dried off. So I think all of those things sort of made Mum and Dad go, maybe we should look up heading to the Hunter. And lucky enough for a job to come up within 12 months after they'd done the drive through. So.
I love that story. I love the story about the breaking down of the ute and being on the side of the road, because it's actually very similar to a story that I have from your father. So I'm a Tamworth girl. I used to spend a lot of time in the Hunter Valley. I absolutely love it. And it's just going back probably about 5 years ago or so, actually, no, probably a bit longer. And I was staying somewhere near your Gillard's Road, because you've got a couple of cellar doors now, yes. But it was a beautiful morning, like a beautiful Sunday morning, and I was just walking. I guess not a lot of people like walk along those roads, but I was just quickly going from where, like at the Airbnb to to one of the wineries.
Yeah.
And he pulled over and said, "Excuse me, can I help you?" And I said, "Oh, look, I'm absolutely fine. I'm just going for a bit of a walk." And he introduced himself. And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you make one of my favorite Chardonnays." So let's just say you're very nice people who obviously have a thing about stopping and helping people on the road.
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, when I had similar circumstances a few years ago, there was a fair bit of parachuting happening here for a while. And a group of four parachutists obviously went completely off target, and they were walking down Gillard's Road with their parachutes tucked under their arm. I'd been out to sort of check on some irrigation or something like that. And they still had a fair way to walk back to the Cessnock Airport, so I offered them a ride, and they were very thankful. So, because they didn't take their mobile phones or anything with them, so they had no way of contact anyone to say where they were. So,
and let's be honest, probably a lot of the areas don't have mobile reception anyway. Yeah. So it just goes to show you guys were a really nice bunch there in the Hunter Valley.
You try.
So, okay, so let's talk about your Chardonnays. Talk us through the four that you'll do a much better job than I would from the tasting pack.
So basically it's all four of our Chardonnays. We do four styles, and it pretty much, I guess, you start, the way we like to do it is you start with our the 2022 offshoot Chardonnay. It's the lighter, more elegant style that we do. It is barrel fermentation, but it's 4 and 5 year old oak. So it's oak. It's not a vessel for flavour imparting from the oak. It's about the lees contact. So the yeast that's done the fermentation, that settles out to the bottom of the barrel, and that imparts a certain flavour to a bready yeasty flavour to the wine. So just giving it a little bit complex, but it's really about fruit forward, fruit driven sort of style, light and elegant. Then we have the 21 yellow label Chardonnay, which is the wine we've done since we first started, way back when, in 1987, when Mum and Dad started the business. Well, they obviously started the business prior to that because they had to plant the vines and so on, but 1987 was the first vintage. Full, rich, Hunter Valley style Chardonnay. We're warm to hot climate, so there are robust flavours coming about because of that. It's fruit off red soils, so again, another sort of, I guess, link to aiming for a full style of Chardonnay. It's oxidatively handled, and then it's ferment started in tank, but then it's moved pretty quickly into barrel. It's just a lot easier in one large vessel to start the fermentation instead of doing it in multiple barrels. With the yellow label, we use new 3 to 5 year old oak, so we're using it as a flavour imparting vessel, but also so there's strong oak flavour in this wine, but also for maturation. There's probably about 30% malolactic fermentation, and really we're not inoculating the barrels for that. We just let it do itself naturally, and that seems to be the rough number we end up in. Malolactic is a conversion by bacteria of malic acid, which is natural in the wine, to lactic acid, which gives you a nice buttery flavour. 12 months in that oak. Lees stirring every month or thereabouts, and then into stainless for 12 months, then into bottle for 12 months, so it's released as a 3-year-old wine. So a lot of flavours going into that, and what we're finding, have found through the years, is that 3 years of age gives a good chance for those flavours to integrate, so it's not just oak forward or fruit forward or acid forward, and really a wine that drinks quite well for another 3 to 4 years beyond
and
that.
And I can definitely say yes, I tried that last night. Yeah. The 21 is beautiful.
Yeah, and we're very happy with that. And, it's from vineyards throughout the Hunter Valley, and, we are proudly Hunter Valley as well with our wines. But it's not just from one property nowadays, because it is a reasonable volume of wine now. So, but all the vineyards are these beautiful red clay terrarizer soils, rich, thick, nice depth, and impart a great flavour in the wine. The third one is our 2021 Obsessive Chardonnay. So this one we started back in, I think it was 2006, and really it was, I guess, for the for the Chardonnay lovers who'd like a good bit of oak in their wine. So it's a single vineyard wine. It is pretty much has always been from our Gillars Road property. Back in 2016, we unfortunately had a couple of hailstorms. I think it was, three hailstorms come through and basically rode off the crop. So we did source in the 2016 from another vineyard, but it's been pretty much the Gillards Road property for the, what is it, 18 years that we've been doing the wine. Comes in the winery, goes through the press. It's a light extraction because we're aiming for, I guess, more a fruit, style. Not as much extract as the yellow has. So it sits about 600 litres per tonne extract, whereas the yellow is 650, 700 litres per tonne. Into stainless, we let it start to tick over on its own so that there is a little bit of a wild ferment. It's not a wild ferment wine, but we just like that little bit of, the natural yeast starting to do their thing, just adds a little bit of extra complexity, and then we overseed it with a yeast of our choice, and then straight into barrel, but 100% new French oak. And it's 15 months in that oak with, 4 weekly lees stirring. So a lot of oak flavour in that wine. And, it's really evident when you're drinking the wine and you swallowed it and you get that sort of drying, almost saltiness at the back of the palate. And that's really the oak tannins coming through, and that's drying out the palate. We believe it's well balanced by the fruit from the vineyard as well. So all the fruit flavours.
Well, it's another cracker.
Yeah, look, and we're very happy. We're very happy with it, and it does very well for us. And then the final wine is our 2022 Keeper of the Flame, and I guess this wine's not an experimental wine, but it's something between myself, Sally, my sister, who's an integral part of Scarborough Wine Company as well, in the sales and marketing and, just general direction on what we're doing. And then my wife, Liz Riley, who's, proud to say, one of Australia's leading viticulturists, growers of grapes. And I guess, through the growing season, Liz and I, we visit all of our vineyards once a week just to see how it's going, make decisions and so on. And for many years, we basically were, a lot of the fruit that we see, it has a set spot where it goes within our system. And there would be just a standout block or a standout few rows where we go, geez, that fruit's looking really nice, but, it'll end up, and not in a bad way, it's going to end up in the obsessive, or it's going to end up in the yellow Chardonnay or the offshoot. But it would, we went, well, it'd be nice if we could do something with that. And this is essentially what this has evolved out of, is that basically, if a particular block is looking, very smart, a little bit different to what we normally do, we thought, let's make it into a wine and go from there. We started in 2018. We didn't that didn't make it to bottle, but we did a 2019, 20, 21, 22, which you now see. Yep. And it won't necessarily always be Chardonnay, but Chardonnay obviously is the high percentage of what we do. Mm-hmm. So it is generally going to be the one that floats to the top. We do have some Shiraz in puncheons at the moment from the 23 vintage that we're sort of going, would we do something with this? So, and that's a decision probably the next month or so, whether or not that might become a Keeper of the Flame as well. But the Chardonnay is certainly the one that works well for us. It comes into the winery. It's a very light extraction. It's pretty much straight into barrel, so it's a full solids ferment. It's a natural ferment, so we let the yeasts that are naturally there on the skins and in the winery basically do the fermentation. And because of that, it's actually quite a long, slow ferment. Most of our ferments are sort of 7 to 10 days, and for this one it ends up being almost 3 weeks. So it's an extended fermentation, but what that's doing is adding a lot of complex flavours to it, and there's a lot of different yeasts. Not that we've sort of cultured it out to sort of see what's in there, but you know the research bodies and so on basically sort of show that when you have that natural flora in the wine, you get sort of certain yeast peaking and doing a job for a while and then dropping off, and then when you get to a lower sugar, higher alcohol, then another yeast sort of picks up and adds another different sort of flavor profile and so on. So we also just let it go through. If it wants to go through malolactic fermentation, we let it do itself on its own. So for us, it's a very, as much as it's a hands-off winemaking technique, we're literally letting it be an expression of the vineyard to come through in the wine. I mean, it's in oak, so obviously there's oak flavor going in there, but we've selected different oak to what goes into our other styles. So it's more, it's a lighter toast. It's more about the, lighter, more elegant styles of the oak coming through, and a lot less time in oak. It's sort of seven to 10 months, depending on the year. So because of that, it's quite a stand sort of separate style to the first three.
Well, let's be honest, all four styles are so different though. And that's the beauty of them, because they're so great, but they're so different.
Yeah. And look, we only do 100 dozen of that, so it's sure. A very small lot, but it's a nice, and Sally had obviously a lot of input in through the winemaking, but also obviously with the packaging, which unfortunately you wouldn't have seen because you got the 100 mil, but in the 750 mil bottle, it's a beautiful presentation as well. So,
well, so on that, so the Keeper of the Flame range, will that only be based on the fact that you don't produce a lot? Will that only be available from cellar door? Potentially online, obviously won't be stocking anywhere. Okay, all right.
There are a few restaurants running with it, but you certainly won't be seeing it in the bottle shop. So.
Yeah, sure. Look, I just, to all of our listeners, if you are a Chardonnay lover, then you must try the Scarborough Chardonnays. And as we mentioned before, their flagship, the Yellow Label, it's a classic. It's like a cult classic. Really. It is in a lot of restaurants. It's a beautiful, great value wine, but all of your ranges are amazing. I was actually just quite interested. So 1987 was when you first planted the vines. So this is like in the mid-80s, like the Chardonnay boom, right?
Yes.
So can I just ask, was it the fact that it was the Chardonnay boom that influenced your parents to really focus on Chardonnay, or was it because they actually had a love of Chardonnay and it just happened to be very coincidental timing?
Look, my father would say it was good planning.
Of course.
But it was coincidental. Look, I mean, Dad, especially, is a great lover of Burgundy, so white and red. So we do also, strangely, have a little bit of Pinot Noir planted as well, which is, a lot of people sort of screw their nose up at, Pinot coming out of a hot climate. After my sister Sally, certainly my mother's a bit of a Chardonnay queen as well. It was fortuitous, and my father also had, he was one of his uni mates who was there with him when Dad first met Mum, was Philip Shaw, and he was the head winemaker up at Roxburgh at that stage at Rosemount.
Yes.
So they were developing, the Rosemount Roxburgh, the Rosemount Hunter Chardonnay, the Scarborough Chardonnay. My father was also consulting to Petersons at that stage as well. So those sorts of styles were all developing it in hand and talking to each other.
Yes.
It just sort of obviously grew from there. I mean, we didn't, fortunately or unfortunately, didn't sort of have the massive boom that Rosemount had. We have grown successfully over the last, it's almost 40 years now. So, 37 years. So it's been great.
Well, seriously, keep up the good work. So just a reminder for everyone, jump onto the, it's scarboroughwine.com.au.
Yes.
Great website. But check out the Chardonnays. Get some stock up on great Chardonnays for Chardonnay Day next Thursday, 23rd of May. Yes. Take advantage of the 15% off Chardonnays and free freight. That's a very good deal for already very good value wines. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us on a Sunday morning. It's been lovely to have you on the show. We have had Sally on a few years ago, so it's been lovely to have you. Get back to your lovely Sunday, and I'm sure we'll speak again soon.
Yeah, no worries. I'm looking forward to having lunch at Bistro Molinaise today.
Oh, I love that. That's where I was heading to when your dad stopped and asked if I wanted to
leave. Oh, there you go.
That's where I was going later. Anyway, thank you so much, Jeremy. I'll pop in next time in the Hunter Valley and meet you face to face. It would be nice.
That would be fabulous. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.